Chapter 5. Paris, France, October 28, 2009. Enzo pulled up the collar of his baggy linen jacket and buttoned it against the bite of the wind. Beneath it, his light cotton shirt billowed around the hips of his cargo pants, and he wished he had dressed more appropriately for the weather. It had been sultry when he left his home in the southwest the day before. Cahors had been enjoying something of an Indian summer, and the cold winds blowing along the streets of Paris had come as a shock. Only the smokers sat out on the sidewalks along the Boulevard Saint-Germain. A hardy, if dying, breed. His leather overnight bag bulged with the clothes he had crammed in to last him a week. He had told himself that a week really ought to be enough. In fact, he seriously wondered how he was going to occupy himself for that long. A look at the map had revealed that the tiny Ile de Groix was only 8 kilometres long and 3 wide. With a population of just over 2,000, there were only a handful of villages, in addition to the small town above the main harbour at Port Tudy. It did not offer the prospect of very sophisticated living. And being out of season, his guidebook had warned him, many of the restaurants would be shut. He found a seat at a table in the Café Bonaparte and glanced anxiously at his watch. His train left Montparnasse at 1, connecting with a ferry from Lorient late afternoon. There would be no time for lunch. He would have to grab a sandwich at the station to eat on the train. The waiter brought him a glass of the house red, and he sat sipping it impatiently, watching the faces drift by in the Place. He should have known that Charlotte would be late. She was always late. It was nearly 3 months since he had last seen her, an encounter consummated by a bout of frenetic lovemaking at her eccentric home in an area of the 13th arrondissement, where once tanneries and tapestry makers had lined the river. In the weeks that followed, she had failed to return a single one of his calls, and he had finally determined to put his relationship with her behind him. A decision he had taken with some regret, for she was an attractive woman, intellectually challenging, sexually stimulating. But she had made it clear on more than one occasion that while she enjoyed his company, they would never be more than friends and occasional lovers. She was more than 15 years his junior, and he could see her point. He would be past retirement age when she was still in her 40s. But after more than 20 years of widowhood, and with both daughters reaching their 20s, Enzo was looking for more now as he drifted toward the troisième âge.